It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swiftie Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swiftie Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swiftie Confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swiftie therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Matty Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here. Check out the series. Of course, you know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists at all the usual spots, including iTunes, Apple Podcasts, it's Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent guests have included Jemima Kirk and Ashley Zuckerman and Wyatt Olaf in Chase Sui Wonders, also the cat, you know, who's part of the cast of A City on Fire. I've been talking with Arnold Schwarzenegger lately, Def Leppard, G-Eazy, Belinda Carlisle of the Go-Go's, Les Claypool of Primus, Feist, Kylie Rogers from the movie Beau is Afraid, Brendan Hunt from Ted Lasso, Bowen Yang, Lauren Gray, Suki Waterhouse to talk about Daisy Jones and the Six, Paolo Nutini, Philip Selway of Radiohead, and much, much more. Of course, all of those you can find at the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, speaking of City on Fire, my guests are Nico Tortorella and Xavier Clyde, part of this fantastic ensemble cast for the Apple TV Plus series. We're going to be talking about how their characters, it's very much an opposites attract sort of scenario with their characters, so we'll hear about that. Carrying the weight of these scenes throughout the production, it's some heavy, heavy storytelling. And that stories, the stories of addiction, queer relationships, and class struggle from a 2002 perspective. Now, Nico and Xavier are also going to dig into the show's music, from the early aughts indie rock that plays throughout to the original songs written for Nico's character and the band he fronts within the show, and how the post-9/11 trauma that made its way into these songs is being represented once again in the aftermath of the pandemic. All that, and of course, so much more. We're talking City on Fire, playing now on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with Nico Tortorella and Xavier Clyde.
Hey, Kyle.
How's it going?
Pleasure to meet you both. See you both on here. Congratulations on City on Fire. Beautifully told, beautifully acted, beautifully shot. And had me on guessing and on the edge the entire time.
Thank you.
Xavier, I figured I'd start with you. This is your first big production, right?
Yeah.
Killed it. Yeah. Crushed it.
You know, generic question, but what's the experience been like?
It's still something that it's going to take a lot more than 15-minute interview to get that experience into words. Like, Man, no, it's something that you get there. It's kind of like Mercer. Like, I had a dream that, you know, I wanted to be doing this one day. After you discover it, it's just a level that you strive and you strive to get to. And then when you finally get there, it hasn't set in. Even like still doing these interviews and everything, and having these just things with all these beautiful, beautiful people, it still doesn't feel real to me. I'm still waiting to just kind of wake up back in my apartment in LA and be like, oh, all right. And I just keep working for it. But no, that whole time shooting last year was really just something that I really really needed at that moment with these people to... it was just the perfect situation for me, coming into it, having this beautiful human being as my partner for most of it, and just bringing me up through it and really, really making me feel like I'm in the place where I belong.
Totally.
So.
And it's like still happening in real time. Like, this is Xavier's first real press day too.
Yeah. You know? Like, it's just a lot of firsts, a lot of stuff happening. And so I'm enjoying the ride while it's here, because, you know, you never know when you're going to be fortunate enough to be in this position again. So I'm really, really fortunate to be here.
Really beautiful to witness. He showed up such a pro and just, like, continued to deliver constantly, and really a dream partner in all of this.
Well, you know, and seeing you all here, it makes sense. And the chemistry you have with your characters. But at the same time, you know, I would question so many times, like, what brought these guys? Like, I mean, they're so different from each other. You know, did you all think about that? Like, how did they get together?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think in so many ways, Mercer is the opposite. They are this like yin and yang. And, you know, I think William is constantly trying to find something different than what he's had in the past. I think, you know, given his family life, where he comes from, like, he was like, I'm gonna leave all of this behind and go discover something else. And like, there is a version of that in his relationship with Mercer as well. There's this addiction to newness constantly. And that may have been the first thing that triggered this relationship between the two of them. But then there was Mercer, you know, who like is just the most lovable, loyal character that keeps him there and makes him want to be a better person, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes, but like, it's there.
But to see both of you all just in this state of like, it's like a raised state the entire time. Like, it felt like that would be exhausting. do you all carry that with you when the cameras are off? Are you that type of actor?
Yeah. If you're someone who's really, you're really putting yourself into your character is simply like you're a vessel. So you take on these emotions, these, you know, really just hard mentalities of your character to, you know, truthfully portray that on camera. So you do carry some of that with you. After the cut, because you poured so much of yourself into the character, into your partner, and it's just this wonderful opening of walls.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to hold anything back for fear of you're not giving these characters the truth that they deserve. So as with a crew cast like this, you wanted to really fully commit to that, so that in turn, you know, brought some of it home with you.
Even if you don't want to bring it home, on a subconscious level, energetically, like, it definitely follows you. There is a trail. I think what's special about TV is that everything is happening so fast. So you just, like, constantly have to switch it up and just keep moving forward. But, like, then there is this, like, big tail that follows you, you know?
And we'll be right back, right after this.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Nico Tortorella and Xavier Clyde.
Well, Nico, for you to play an addict, you know, who, and you get different versions of yourself too. You get to play, it feels like multiple characters.
It does. It very much so does.
Yeah, like, how did you want to approach that? Because especially on the addiction part, like, you don't overplay it. And I feel like that does happen from time to time on film.
Mm, thank you. I am all too familiar with having troubled relationships with spirits. And it was very important to me from the beginning of this project that I brought a sense of truth to William's relationship with the drugs on this show and made it about William and not about the heroin. And I think that that's a hard thing to wrap your head around, especially if you like aren't familiar with addiction and substance abuse. The drug is always just an extension of everything else that's going on. And I wanted to focus on everything that was unraveling inside of William.
And to tell the stories, because there is a story of addiction, there is a story of race, there is a story of queer relationships. What were the conversations? I mean, because I guess what I'm getting to is there are so many stories happening all at once on a series like this that it feels like it could fall apart, but these important moments stand on their own. I mean, how did you want to approach, telling these stories?
You let them breathe. Josh and Stephanie definitely gave those moments time to breathe and time to kind of have, you know, this is an important theme. As you said, like there's a lot of story and themes going on, but you know, that's life. There's always going to be something that relates to somebody. And so you wanted to get this wide range of like sort of things to cover because that reflects one, New York and like what this world is. There's so many different walks of life that when they do intersect and mingle, there's a cause and effect to all of it. So definitely just allowing those moments to breathe, be addressed and be represented on screen was something that was just like really important to fully tell it.
There was an interesting happening too with just timing. You know, we shot the show, obviously, like still in the midst of the world's eruption and post-revolution. And there is a level of sensitivity to all of those things that you mentioned, whether it's race, queerness, socioeconomics, that like everything that is covered on the show. But the show takes place in 2002, right? And all of those conversations were entirely different than they are today. So we were having multiple conversations simultaneously on what is the impact of these topics and how can we best address them? And what does it mean to show up for the characters in the scenes, in the moment, while also thinking about bigger picture? And it was really this like intense, interesting theoretical spiral that I'm always finding myself in, but there was like this real reason to unpack these things in real time. Yeah. And we're still continuing to, you know,
to play in an era, to speak for the era, but to speak for the now. I mean, that's a great trick right there.
Yeah.
You know, the fun side of that is, since we're talking about, you know, those early aughts, you know, that's of all this drama, of all of this darkness, there's a fun part to it as well.
Totally.
Yeah. Like what, like Nico, what's your connection to the music from that period?
Oh man. I mean, I was in middle school and I had just started working in professional theater in Chicago and hanging out with like cool kids in the city. And I was like, right when I started going thrift shopping and going to like underground shows in the city. And that period of time was really like my initiation to the world, to art, to music, to fashion, to all of these things. It was the beginning. So to be able to go back and recreate music from that time period has been such a dream. I mean, so many days that I wasn't on set shooting, I was in the music studio really figuring out who this dude was, discovering his voice in real time, which is something that we don't always get to do in television. Everything's moving so fast that, like, there's not really a lot of time to rehearse, but I got the time in the studio. And it was like I heard music for the first time all over again. And to be totally honest with you, like, I'm still in the music studio full time. I haven't left the studio. Like, it's a whole new love that was discovered on this show. And to Josh and Stephanie, I'm forever grateful.
And this could be a final release of the music from this, right? So that's what I hear.
For sure. Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Nico Tortorella and Xavier Clyde.
Yeah, Nadell, I know you know, with poetry, you've got that side of you. Had you ever fronted a band? Was this part of that new?
No, I mean, I wrote some songs in high school. I never took it seriously. I think every actor will tell you that at some point they've had dreams of being a rock star. But this show really allowed me to see it as a real possibility. And I mean, full disclosure, like I'm making music, I'm writing music full time now. And it has been one of the greatest joys of my life to discover new art at this point in my life. Also, like, in tandem to having my first child, like, I am fully connected to this life energy that, like, is creativity right now. And this show is an extension of that. And my heart is full.
Look forward to that album. I do.
Thank you.
Xavier, I'll put you on the spot. What's your musical lane? You know, here we are talking about
everything else. Definitely. In fact, I will have to say, like, the music in the show has never really been my scene. But I definitely had like a Linkin Park phase.
Come on now.
As like a kid. I like had like little aspirations of being a little rocker, kind of, you know, Jimi Hendrix style. And it's just, I love the energy of rock, you know? It's definitely something it's raw, and it's, God, it really just speaks to the sort of, like, undercurrent of, like, emotion that people just have boiling inside of you, and it's like, how do you just get that out in such an unfiltered way? Mm-hmm. So I really appreciated the style of it. Music-wise, like, you know, rap's my thing. Kendrick Lamar himself is kind of, like, an inspiration for me musically, and it's someone mm-hmm. that uses, you know, their situation, the what society has, you know, made for us and what we're trying to make out of society. And he speaks to all of that through his music. So music in general is just something that is so crucial to any story, I feel. And, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of something that puts it at such a forefront focus.
I will say, just also, the music on the show, post 9/11 music, what we heard and what we saw happen with the music industry, specifically in New York City, that is the music that we attempted to recreate on this show. And we're also seeing a resurgence of that post-trauma music happening right now, like post-pandemic music, what's mm-hmm. happening in the industry, what's happening in art and fashion, like that. Obviously, I'm not comparing the two situations to each other, but the art that comes from trauma is always, for me, the most special, the most interesting. And it's alive and well. We continue to move forward no matter what, you know?
And to have been 20 years from that scene right now, like, that's it's interesting. I mean, the nostalgia sets in automatically, you know, the 20-year rule, I guess, or something like that. But to kind of see what's going to come out of this era, I'm with you. I've been talking to those musicians, and I think there's some good stuff about to arrive.
I agree.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you both. I love what you do with these characters, especially, by the way, Xavier, you know, having yours from the South. I'm in Louisville. We're not exactly the South, but, you know, kind of finding that entrance point there too. Congrats on this series. I hope we get so much more of this story, and thank you both so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you, man, so much. Thank you.
And my thanks, Nico, Xavier.
And Apple TV Plus, the new series is called City on Fire, and it's playing now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button again so you can keep up with the full series. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts. It's Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFBK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.